Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour One Podcast.
And we made it through the weekend, and welcome to a new week, a big week. Good Friday on Friday. Yeah, we'll be here, though. We want to make sure you get into the holy weekend with our cheer. Let's get going here with a lot to talk about this afternoon. And when you wake up in the morning and Dabo Swinney is the big story in college football,
it's a nightmare.
You know it's been a bad weekend. Dabo Swinney talking about the state of college football. Remember, he was against NIL. He was against college players getting anything. He liked it the way it used to be when he was a walk-on at Alabama. Listen to this. Dabo on the state of college football. I think there's going to be a complete blow-up, especially in football, and there needs to be. There needs to be. I think eventually there will be some type of break in another division. Right now, you've got everyone in one group, and it's not feasible. Alabama has all kinds of different things, he said. What do you make out of Dabo's comments? Is this news? Does Dabo watch this program? Are these not things we talk about every day here? Does cable get into Clemson, South Carolina? I'm afraid to ask. We'll talk to someone later who knows the answer to the final question I just asked. I don't know about some of the other ones. Meanwhile, Alabama football. Spotty in the scrimmage. Here's where we start to really worry. Oh, my goodness, they didn't look good in scrimmage. And who says that? And who's concerned? Their spring game is this Saturday, and we'll have coverage all week long here on the program. On the other side of Bama, Auburn, Brian Harsin had their spring game, ended with a big play. I talked to some people today who feel pretty good about Auburn. But it's all about the competition at the QB position. One local columnist, Joe Goodman, remember him? Said it's the most important decision of Brian Harsin's career. Seems like that already came when he decided to go to Auburn from Boise. Meanwhile, life is all about competition. We'll continue that conversation. What about Sean Clifford? He's the Penn State quarterback. He's starting this year. I think it's the seventh year in a row that he's been the starting quarterback. That's actually not true. I just decided to see if you were. He has started his own company about NIL, and we will talk to him in 2 hours. Meanwhile, one of the saddest stories of the year, Dwayne Haskins, a Heisman finalist from 3 years ago, dying over the weekend in Florida in an automobile mishap. And the world of college football, especially his home state school, Ohio State, remembering him today. He was with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He was drafted, as you remember, by the Redskins. And we will talk about all of that this afternoon and more with your phone calls. And Mel Kiper Jr., nobody better. He's been covering the draft for 38 years. The draft's only 34 years old. Wow. Mel will join us. Mel Kiper Jr., actually. Mel's busy. He's sending his son in today. Okay. Gene Sapikoff covers the state of South Carolina. We'll get his take. Probably just back from the Masters, too. We may ask him about that. And the aforementioned Sean Clifford. And your phone calls at 855-242-7285. Let's begin in Missouri with Dave. Dave, good afternoon to you.
Well, hi. Good afternoon to you, Paul. Thanks for always taking my calls. Friday, now correct me if I'm wrong, but did you say you had your first sip of beer at a ball game, like a Budweiser?
No, it wasn't at a ball game. It was when my father took me as a young kid to the Anheuser-Busch Brewery in St. Louis. So we went up there for a game, a baseball game.
I see.
And when you're at the brewery, they hand everyone, doesn't matter how old you are, a small little sip of beer. I still remember it to this day, and I remember getting a little bit dizzy after I drank it. And, you know, it was a harbinger of things to come.
I got it mixed up a little bit. I was just going by memory, but
that's okay.
My first beer was on a fishing boat with my dad and my grandpa. I was an excitable kid. I was just yapping all the time, if you can imagine that. And my dad says, give him one of those pops with the mountains on it, which would be a Busch Bavarian beer. And so, I had my first drink of beer then. I must have been 6 or 7.
Yeah.
From then on out, on other fishing trips, I'd say, hey, can I have the pop with the mountains on it? But that was my first experience with beer.
I wish it had been my last.
Why is that?
Well, I am not a good drinker. I had my time in high school and college, as most of us do.
Yeah.
But I've never really, I don't know, Randy, I've never been able to keep alcohol. I have nothing against it, and I'll drink as soon as this call is over. But, I feel fortunate
that bad?
Because I am a terrible drinker, therefore I don't drink very often. And I think I've saved myself not only a lot of money, but probably a couple of marriages.
Well, yeah, that could be, even though I've been married to Peggy for 45 years. But anyway, that's why you got dizzy at the Budweiser plant.
No, you're absolutely right. Well, hey, thank you very, very much. Pat is up next in Georgia. Hey, Pat.
Hey, Paul. I wanted to tell you, first of all, that your book should be required reading for all new callers.
Oh, really? But tell me about it.
Oh, I think it's great.
That's fantastic.
And I think it explains all of your regular callers that have been with you for years and years, and the loyalty on your side and their side. And, it's really y'all just all love each other, basically, except an exception, but we won't go into that.
Well, I'm glad. Pat, how far in the book are you?
I'm on page 175, I believe.
So you have,
I just got to read.
You have passed page 54, I guess.
Yes, I have, but my favorite thing on right after page 126, it's a billboard in South Carolina. It says, Paul Feinbaum has been the epitome of insignificance for many decades. Sorry, that was funny.
Well, I'm glad you reminded me. I need to go back and read that book. I've been looking for a good book all spring.
It's really good, and you explain the politics of everything. So, but
thank you.
Really, I wanted to say that, but I wanted to comment on the A game for Auburn on Saturday, because I talked to my little brother, and he said that 4-star from Benedictine Military School is being compared to Jason Campbell. Do you remember Jason Campbell?
Of course, yeah. I know Jason.
Yeah. But he was really good. And then, of course, his name's hard to pronounce, but Robbie Ashford, they said he was really good. And anyway, it just makes me feel better about the coming season.
Well, I'm glad. Listen, I was on with Cole Kubrick this morning, and he did the game for SEC. He felt pretty good about it. Now, again, I always caution, Pat, if you don't feel good coming out of a spring game, you got problems. And if you do feel good, it doesn't mean that you'll have a great season. It just means that the coaches did their job. And I think that is the case. But anyway, I'm really glad to hear about you enjoying the book. I would go ahead and push the book, but it's been out for 7 years, so there's no reason.
Well, it's really good.
It doesn't matter
anyway,
anymore. Nobody has to read it. But
I've given the whole thing.
I really, it was a great experience for me doing that book. It was really... when you have to sit down, I'll tell you a quick story. Gene Wojciechowski, who I went to school with in college, did the book with me because I had never written a book like that. I had played around with some novels before. And I didn't really, I was just coming to ESPN, and it was a very busy time. I was moving, and so Gene agreed to help me, and he came down to see me, and we spent, we were going to spend some time, and he said, well, just let's talk about yourself. And I clammed up a little bit, and I said, well, I don't know, Gene. He said, well, Paul, we need to talk about your past and your present. I said, Gene, be honest, I really don't feel comfortable talking about myself. And he just, like, screamed out some expletive. And he said, Paul, this book is about your life. If you don't start talking right now, it's going to be one page long. So, that's how we got going on that. Hey, thank you very much for the call. We're heading to a break. Much more to come right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Will is up next in North Carolina. Hello, Will.
What's up, Paul? Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, sir.
Me too. What did you make of Dabo's comments over the weekend? Why does he always seem to be waving the white flag like the past year or two? I mean, you're either get in or you get out, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, I think I said something about Dabo's been against the NIL. Dabo is specifically against pay-for-play, which, guess what? That's what we're talking about here. I mean, Dabo is very antiquated in his view. It's almost as if Dabo is an 85-year-old coach, like his mentor, as opposed to a young guy, which he supposedly is. I think he tolerates what's going on today, but I think what he's saying is I'm really disgusted with it. We haven't quite figured out a way here at Clemson to gin the system like some others, and we're now behind. 4 years ago, we ran college football.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
He always makes it out like the past, like he's so much holier than everybody else.
Well, he is holier than thou. I mean, we're talking about Dabo Swinney here, and Dabo is not in favor of player rights. He survived, but it's obvious Dabo is not for today's players getting their due. Now, I'm not saying everyone is, but if you're going to exist in 2022, you need to stop with the self-righteous routine.
Right. I don't know if he doesn't get DJ Uiagalelei to play a little bit better next year. He's going to have to start that freshman that he got
today.
Either.
Yeah, I don't think it's out yet. And the guy asked me if I thought Dabo's window was closing a little bit, and I think it is, and it's because his staff has he lost his two most valuable assistants. And by the way, 2 years ago he lost another one, and I think Dabo's hiring was bizarre. I know he believes in keeping it internal, but there's no way the people he elevated are going to be in the same universe as those who left, especially Brent Venables.
All right, I think I seen where they hired I don't know if it was a special athletic director just to handle football or something, but
yeah,
I don't know.
By the way, well, not only that, Dabo lost a couple of player personnel people that were as critical to his operation as anyone on the staff. So, hey, we'll see in the coming year whether he can, I mean, his season last year got off to a terrible start. He salvaged the end of the season very well, but this is no longer.
Hey, brother, how you doing, Mr. Paul Feinbaum?
Matt?
I wanted to talk to you about the spring football game I saw. There's some good things you can take out of it. And I was thinking the team looked good. The only thing that worries me, Paul, is the quarterbacks. I don't know who the quarterback's going to be, but I want the quarterbacks to play better this year because last year we didn't have any good quarterbacks on our roster, and we struggled offensively. And Paul, I'll make a deal with you.
I think Haynes King started the season out as a pretty impressive quarterback, but anyway.
Yes, he did. And I have one deal I want to make with you, Paul.
I'm listening.
Hello? Okay, I know. The deal I want to make to you, I will not say nothing about Alabama until I see progress in those first five games. If I don't see any progress, then I don't say nothing. I don't want to know what you think about that deal.
Listen, Matt, I'm not a deal maker. I'm a talk show host. You're the one running your trap, cutting down Alabama while they have won. Mm-hmm. I think since you've been calling the show, they've won two national championships and played for another one. You cut down
and
guys like Legend,
all these Alabama
callers who have rings and trophies in their cabinet. And what do you have to show for it? What did you go, 8-5 last year?
I forgot.
You didn't play the bowl game. You weaseled
out. No, he did not.
Game.
I want to tell you one more thing, Paul. I'm getting an apartment. I want to know what you – would you ever come down and see me?
Where is your apartment, Matt?
It's a base income. It's in San Antonio. There's three of them I'm looking into.
Okay, well, listen.
I
want
to know if you would ever come down and see me.
I have not been to San Antonio in a couple of years. I've been there. But, well, listen, all the best with that. And let's try to get down there soon and say hello. Good to see you. Let's check out Randy up next in Georgia. Randy.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to step in and talk about Dabo real quick. Dabo is conservative football because he plays in the ACC. He is a great coach, but he doesn't play the same competition that the SEC plays every year. And I believe that he's frustrated with it.
Well, Randy, let me say this about Dabo Swinney. He's fortunate not to be playing in the SEC because had he been playing in the SEC last year, he would have lost a lot more than three games.
I know, but why is he, my thing is, why is he complaining then?
He's complaining about college football and the state of the game, and he's not the only one. I mean, I bet if you got a lot of coaches, to be honest, they would be saying similar things to what Dabo is saying.
Oh, I mean, I understand that, but I also think you have these the same powerhouse schools that are still winning. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Dabo's still winning. I mean, he won 10 games last year. He just didn't play for the national championship.
Yeah. I mean, he's gonna win. When you're in the ACC.
Yeah, when your best two teams last year were Wake Forest and Pittsburgh, that's not really a high bar.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And
Boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Yeah, I mean,
think about this for a second, Randy. In the ACC last year, you had Wake Forest and Pittsburgh. Those were your two best teams. Who were the best two teams in the SEC? Alabama, Georgia. Any comparison? No. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Bob is up next. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
Bob, we're doing great. Thank you.
I heard at the start of your show that you had the first sip of beer at the ballpark, so I thought you might like this story. A bunch of friends of mine and I went to the Houston Astrodome to watch the Astros play, and they had a homer-fomer game. And it said any Houston Astro hit a home run in an odd-numbered inning, it was free beer the rest of the game.
Oh, my.
Well, they hit a home run the first inning, and the funny thing was they went into extra innings, and it was free beer the entire time. Now, I can't tell you how we got home, but we had a good time.
That is funny. Yeah, that's the problem when you go to a ball game. Now, it's one thing if you're in New York. I went to a Yankees game a couple of years ago and took a subway. You go to the Houston game, you're probably driving.
Right. It was hard to find the car.
I would imagine the interstate looked like the final round of the Talladega 500.
I don't remember what it looked like.
That's funny. Hey, Bob, thanks for the story. Appreciate it. How about Trey in Arkansas? You're next.
Hello, Paul. How are you doing, Paul?
We're doing great. Thank you, Trey.
I was wanting to know, do you think everybody would be talking about Arkansas the exact same way that they are about A&M? If we had the exact same recruiting class, do you think they would be saying, oh, Arkansas could be definitely playing in the national championship in the next year or so?
Well, yeah. When you have a recruiting class like A&M did, and we had, I think it was Brandon Marcello said this, every team in the last 11 years that has had a number one recruiting class has either played for or won the national championship. So that's why we are talking about that in relation to A&M. And I think for A&M, I know a lot of people are saying, well, this year Alabama is going to be almost a unanimous, maybe a unanimous number one pick. So it's wrong to pick A&M. But after this year, I think A&M has to put up or shut up.
Yeah, and I also think that, too. And I'd also like to say that Arkansas is – A&M's got to watch their back this year. They got to watch it real hard these next 4 years. I'm with you, Paul. If they
Trey, help me understand what you're getting to here. I think I know. You're saying Arkansas is really going to be the power?
No, I don't think that.
What are you saying? I mean, you just got through telling me A&M needs to watch its back. What do they need? Who do they need to be careful about?
They need to be careful about Arkansas. You know what they done last year to them? And I've heard the excuses about injuries and all that. That ain't no excuse. It's football, baby. If you get hurt, you got to put up and shut up. It's put up or shut up in injury time. And also, I guarantee you, in that Auburn game, we had injuries. I could say, oh, we lost that game on injuries. But anyways, yeah,
okay,
I think
well, Trey,
A&M
that was
has
great.
To.
That was a great call. Thanks, Trey. We are heading to a break. More to come. More of your phone calls at 855-242-7285. We'll talk about Dabo Swinney's controversial comments a little bit later and more guests as well.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And Dabo went on to say, well, Nick Saban is 70 years old. I'm 52 years old. None of us set markets on what we do. We live in a capitalist society. The head of Delta probably makes a lot more than the people who are checking your baggage in. We gave him that idea. But those people are as vital. None of us set markets on what we do. It's a free market. We live in anything. It's just that our jobs are so viable and so public. I can tell you this, none of us got into coaching to make money, but I don't apologize for being successful. We talked about the most important people at Delta Airlines, Dabo did. He said the people that check your bags are as vital as the president of the company. Now, that I would agree with. Yes. I don't think the president of Delta Airlines, I don't know who it is, I'm sure he's capable. I'm sure he's competent, wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
But let's be honest. I think the pilots are probably a little more important than the guy who sits in an office and, you know, waits to be invited to play golf at Augusta than, or even the young people or the older people who are checking your bags.
That's right.
I mean, it's important to get your bags checked right, but there's one reason I never check my bags. Are you going to trust anyone to get on a plane in Atlanta and make sure your bags make it all the way to Las Vegas?
No.
If you don't have to? So, yeah, I mean, if you have your bags and you have, and if you're a diabetic and you got insulin in your bag, you probably need that guy or that lady to do it right. President of the company, I don't care about him, do you?
No.
But I care about the pilot. The president can have a bad day. President, get into his luxury suite in Atlanta, and, you know, he checks his email. He works on his putting on his rug for a couple of minutes.
Pours him a
drink. Decides, you know, let me see who's on my lunch calendar today. Oh, I'm going to the Capitol Club. But you know what? I don't want my pilot to have a bad day.
Nope.
What was the line that Beano Cook once said, that the only two people who need, you know, if you're a baseball player, 300's good, 400's Ted Williams. Beano Cook once said, the two people you don't want to have a bad day are your heart surgeon or your air traffic controller.
Yep.
Bad days, not acceptable.
That's right.
Me, it doesn't matter. I'm just as good as the next caller.
Let's hope
not. In this case, it's J.K. from Alabama.
Paul Feinbaum, what's happening?
What's going on? What's going on with the hottest caller on the Feinbaum show? I look at Twitter, and there you, everybody's hating on you.
Hey, Feinbaum, look at here, buddy. I got off the air last week, and you, I don't know if you gave me a compliment. You was trying to be a comedian or what, but you called me the Prince of Darkness.
I did.
Well, what's up with that, Feinbaum? Because I got a bad opinion about Bama.
You're calling
Bama?
This show, and you're saying deleterious things about the Crimson Tide, and you're trashing their fans, and you're the Prince of Darkness. What can I tell you?
Hey, Paul, I'm not a Rhodes Scholar, but deleterious seems like something that had to do with a sandwich or something. I don't know how that relate
yeah,
to me.
But you look, took two deleteriouses on rye, you put some mustard and relish, and you got yourself lunch.
Hey, Paul, you know what's going on with Dabo and all these other coaches that used to, they're used to being at the top. They always get the preseason 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They usually in the playoffs. They're scared. The NIL deals and these players transferring, they're getting scared because they're not going to be dominating at the top like they normally are. That's the only thing that's going on right now.
JK, you think Dabo Sweeney is scared? You think Nick Saban is afraid of anything?
Hey, he ain't afraid of scheduling them poop eyes.
Oh, here we go again.
It's true. Is it not true? You know what's going on at the
JK,
University of Alabama right now.
Let me ask you a question. Make sure people understand, because I misspoke the other day. You're a fan of which school?
I am a capital M-I-A-M-I fan.
Well, then I am going to agree with you for the first time ever. You're right. Nick Saban did schedule a patsy in the opening game last year. You know who they played, don't you?
Yeah, Paul, hey, look at here. No complaints from the kick. I was at the game. I enjoyed myself. No complaints. None whatsoever. I'm not like a Bama fan or, you know, a part-time Tennessee grad turned Alabama fan turned sports show host.
Man, you're getting mighty close to the core here, J.K. You keep spitting out the truth
Fireball,
like that.
Paul, guess what's going on at the University of Alabama this week?
I have no idea.
Greg Byrne has put out an ad in the newspaper for the Austin P, ULM, Utah State, and Vanderbilt game. You buy one ticket, and you're going to get 35,000 tickets for $3. Because nobody wants to see that garbage. You should get you one, Paul.
I'm really not interested. Games are those again, JK? ULM, Austin P, and who else?
Utah State and Vanderbilt. You might as well get 11 off Walmart receiving crew 11-7 shift. the store is going to be the same.
I would rather see the Walmart staff playing a flag football game than see those games.
The score is going to be the same with Walmart night crew as it is with Austin Peay. It's going to be 50-0 at halftime, and they're going to kick a late field goal and mess up the spread.
I think you're right.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Hey, Paul, Miami and Alabama.
Hold on a second there.
You know that, right?
I have a question for you, okay?
I'm listening.
You just badmouthed the Alabama non-conference schedule, although you included an SEC school. What would you pay for this trifecta for home games?
Go ahead.
Bethune-Cookman, Southern Miss, and Middle Tennessee. Those are the first three non-conference games for your university, the University of Miami.
I got an answer, but you ain't gonna like it. Alabama keeps MTSU and Southern Miss on their schedule, and at least Miami will play a HBCU. And why are you talking about my Hurricanes? We're number two in baseball today.
We do more than play football. Okay, JK, you're right. The Miami Hurricanes are number two, and the University of Tennessee is number one. Take that, Hurricane breath.
Paul, you're an Alabama fan. Stop trying to pretend you root for Tennessee. You got an NIL deal signed by Nick Saban himself.
I'm just stating fact. It doesn't matter, you know, where I went to school or who my loyalty lies with. I'm just telling you, you want to beat your chest about Miami being number two. I'm just telling you who number one is.
All right, but check this out. Let me ask you a question, Paul. How is the University of Tennessee's practices going these days? We get data reports about Bama. What about Tennessee?
Well, they're doing okay. And by the way, you want to make fun of the SEC. How about the number 6 team, number 13 team, number 15, 17? I don't have time to give all the SEC schools out. But anyway, I'm sure you can catch up on your team on the ACC network. It's available wherever networks are available. We'll take a short break. More to come. More of your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And welcome back. LB is up next. Good afternoon, LB.
Hey, Paul. Who was that, Bama Hater or whatever?
Bama Hater, the Miami JK.
Well, I mean, I lived in Miami for 10 years. They still haven't reached 100,000 people in attendance for their home games. Why is he bashing Alabama's attendance?
Because he lives in Alabama and hates Alabama. It's just as simple as that.
I don't think he's gotten over
1992 when Alabama upset Miami for the national championship.
Oh, yeah, I love that. I moved to Miami with a week after that game. And, Paul, I was drinking back then, so that's pretty good. But, no, I can't understand how he just keeps on bashing Alabama or anybody. What has Miami done relevant in the last 30 years?
They 20. They came up with the turnover chain.
Oh, there you go. All right, Paul, I was just wondering.
Miami's been back more times than Texas has. John is up next. Hello, John.
Hey, Paul.
Hey there.
What's that guy's name, the Prince of Dumbness?
That's correct, yes.
Well, I mean, you go through and look, and you know, Paul, I used to get so mad that we started off with a cream puff, but then as I got older, I kind of understood it. These cream puffs, if they didn't bring their team to Bryant Denny to get their brains beat out, they probably wouldn't have a football team.
That's true.
Because, and so he can bash Alabama, but I can name Alabama, the first game is played Florida State. They played Clemson. They played
Let me help you. How about Michigan, Southern Cal, West Virginia? Who'd they play a couple of years ago? They played everyone there is to play.
Beamer. Hey, Beamer, what was his daddy's name?
Virginia Tech, Frank Beamer.
Virginia and Virginia Tech. So I don't want to hit, because everybody does it in SEC. Everybody does it around the country.
John, but they played Florida State 5 years ago, and Florida State was number three in the country.
That's right. You're exactly right. So he needs to shut his
Jimbo
pie hole.
Jimbo is coaching, by the way.
He needs to shut up his pie hole. But like, we need to give the Alabama softball team a little more. They're on the verge of sweeping a three-game series.
Yeah, their game tonight against Florida is right after ours, so I'm sure a lot of people will be watching. Mike is up next. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Paul. How are you today?
Mike, we are doing great. Thank you.
By the way, Jacksonville State University here beat Florida State last year in football.
They sure did. I wish my only regret is they couldn't continue that on, but they've got a big time coach now.
Oh yes, we're happy to have Rich Rod with us here in Jacksonville.
That was quite a hire.
Yes, sir. Now changing gears, I had a thought for you here. You know why the old Alabama basketball coach Sam Newton always like riding on the back of a plane?
No.
He said, have you ever heard of a plane backing into a mountain?
I have not heard of that before, no.
Sam Newton said that.
Yeah, no, I always make the mistake of, you try to – it is another reason to sit on the aisle, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Although the window would be easier to climb out of.
You're right there, too, Paul.
Hey, thank you for the call. I do appreciate it. Trey is up next. Hey, Trey.
Hey, Paul, I'm going to read something off to you real quick. Let's talk about this, who they played. Virginia Tech two times, Wisconsin two times, Miami, Penn State, USC, Michigan, who was number five with Shoelace, who they destroyed, Clemson, Texas this year, and Florida State. Name somebody else who's done that, Paul.
Well, Trey, first of all, the idea that the two of us have to combat some Miami fan is just insane and embarrassing for us, not for him.
Well, you did the right thing, though. The best thing they've done is come up with that big chain they ran around that they wear around their neck. But, Paul, I got a serious question about Brian Harsin here. What kind of a season do you think he has to have? And the reason I'm asking is I think – that what happened has put him in a very, in a predicament. And I'm not sure how long he's going to be there. So I'm not sure if we'll ever know how good of a coach Brian Harsin could be.
And here's what you will continue to hear, that everything is better. His team rallied around him. Yeah, somebody mentioned that to me today. Auburn rallied around Brian. What are they supposed to do? It's spring. players are always going to rally around their coach. I don't know the answer to your question. I cannot imagine the feelings have changed any from the power brokers who wanted to fire him in January.
Well, let me ask you a question. So, because I think what happened to him was shameful. I think I like the guy. I mean, I don't know. But I don't think we'll ever find out whether he could truly have been a great coach at Auburn or not because of what's happened. Do you not agree with that?
I think right now we're in the second honeymoon period. But it doesn't matter what people think right now. It matters how that team performs in the regular season. And, you know, we've talked about their schedule ad nauseum. They have Penn State. If they win some of those early games, I think people will rally around and forget all this nonsense. If they don't, we'll be right back to where we were. We'll take a break. More to come. More of your phone calls right after this.